just 1 hour left in the show. I wanted to hang out with you guys another couple hours. Am I doing it better?
I know. What did you guys, you just say, honey?
I just said, you know, I'm sad that there's only an hour left in the show. I was hoping to, like, spend, like...
Try and sell it, Rocco. Try and conjure up those acting skills. You don't have to act now. We all...
You got mad. You got mad when I was trying to, you know, get out of here.
And, don't try and keep up either, what we'll get mad about. That's a losing battle. Johnny did that years ago.
I'm trying to keep up with you guys.
Don't, Rocco. That for your own sanity, don't.
Well, I'll just be myself. That's excited to be here.
Are we doing trivia or Jeopardy?
I'm gonna hit the button. It is. It's Jeopardy, right? It's,
okay.
Which is trivia, but here goes.
Shall we play?
I was thinking about maybe doing like triumphant return trivia. You know, to celebrate Lori returning.
Is it triumphant?
Is it triumphant?
No,
is
so
it
really? That's why. So I ditched that one.
Okay, right. Thank you.
And I decided to play off the weekend's struggle.
Okay.
With the Grammys and just go with other famous award show snubs.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be our subject. And right. I left her out because she eventually won, right?
Yeah, she did.
17 years.
Yes. So let's do this. I got a few from the world of movies, a couple from the world of television, and some from the world of music.
Okay.
We'll start in the land of cinema. At the 14th Academy Awards, How Green Was My Valley won Best Picture. Not this Orson Welles film, often
Citizen
called...
Citizen Kane.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Often called the best movie of all time, Citizen Kane. How Green Was My Valley? Anybody know what that one's about?
But I know the song.
How green was my valley?
I don't...
How red were my shoes?
Yeah. That's not the line.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the beginning was like that, Rock, wasn't it?
How green is my valley? I'll dig that up for the 520 segment. Okay.
Lori's winning.
She is, 1-0. He never won a Best Director Oscar, not for...
Steven Spielberg.
Not for Dial M for Murder, not for The Trouble with
Hitchcock,
Harry.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Not for Strangers on a Train, Rope, Vertigo, or Psycho. Who am I talking about?
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
I know.
When you think about how Hitchcock movies still hold up.
Do you think it's because people didn't like him because he was so pervy?
He was so weird. Well, that never kept the Academy for nominating all kinds of people and enabling people. So, no, it wasn't that.
I've got a couple other best director snubs here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2-0, Lori.
Yeah.
Another director snub, he never won a major Oscar award, not for Full Metal Jacket, not for Eyes Wide
Kubrick.
Shut. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just sitting here. I'm taking notes and I'm keeping score. That's my role today. And if I could think of a song.
Can I? I've been doing this for like a few months now.
Has it been that long already?
Have you won yet, Julia?
I just gave you the finger in my mind.
You won a few here and there.
I won twice. Okay.
Kind of like if you want to compare it to another show, it's sort of like Donna and Steve. Steve is wiping the floor with Donna.
Pretty much.
That it's only because like,
but that's like at least like 100 to 70. This is, I feel like, 102.
Yeah, I know.
You want to know the best part about this? Is I take loss so well that it's just
except when you don't and when you try and cheat and it's close and you say, well, let's make this be for 2 points.
No,
and
I
then
don't
you
even
have,
do that, Rocco, does
you,
it?
Yeah.
You don't take loss very well.
Because I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. All right. What's next?
Okay, another,
it's 3-0.
It is. Here's another film director snub. This director with the given first name Shelton has never won Best Director or Best Picture, not for School Days, not for Crooklyn, not for Malcolm X, not for She's
Spike
Gotta
Lee.
Have It. Yes.
Okay, now we're up to 4. I'm doing such a good job keeping score.
Now we
I'm
cannot have this be your insecurities
I'm
either
not insecure.
Because you don't want to have people have secondhand embarrassment cringe for you.
So
okay.
Not insecure about this. I'm okay with it.
Okay, but like
I don't care.
I would just like just from a gamesmanship, even from the first point when you said Lori's winning 1-0, this is a defeatist attitude, Julia.
Lori got the first point in this long game that I'm going to come back in.
Yes, we're gonna get out of movies. Maybe,
okay,
maybe
there you
TV's
go.
Your thing, Julia.
Oh, right. I doubt it, but okay.
From 2002, and again, we're doing award show snubs.
Okay.
From 2002 to 2008, many considered this HBO show to be the best show of its time, maybe of all time, but it never won a single primetime Emmy award.
The Sopranos.
It's not. It's a different HBO show. Poor Dominic West.
Oh, The Affair.
Nope, that was Showtime.
No, that was.
That was Showtime.
So what?
The Wire.
Hey, Julia.
Girl. I thought I said it, but I kept saying The Shield, but I meant The Wire.
Yeah.
And you said Casey watched The Wire, right?
Oh, he loved that show.
But neither
Michael
of you two.
Michael Chiklis. And
there's some good stories about the actors in that show, because one of them was addicted to drugs like the entire time.
Yeah. I started watching that show with Casey, and I checked out whatever season when the guy got his face smashed onto the hot coil of the electric stove.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
You know, Idris Elba is on that show, too. That was kind of his breakthrough,
It just was too violent, and there was too many other things that were maybe competing.
Sex and the City was out at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so 4-1. We're going to question 5 here or something like that. Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to move on to movies. Okay. I mean, to music.
Oh.
In 1985 at the Grammys, both Prince's Purple Rain and Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA lost to the album Can't Slow Down. Do you know what artist made that album?
It's not Tina Turner, because it's...
No, 1985?
Yes. Can't Slow Down. And here are songs from that album.
Okay.
All Night Long.
Lionel Richie.
Oh, you said Lionel Richie.
I did it.
Yes.
Lionel Richie. All night long.
I mean, those are good songs, but I mean, wow. Born in the USA. Yeah.
Wow. That is kind of unbelievable. Yeah. I think Lionel Richie has joked about that and how shocked he was. I think he brought his mom like on some retrospective or something, and it might have been on like a American Idol thing, and his mom like had to push him. He did not think
not
he was going to win.
I'm too embarrassed.
Well, he did not think he was going to win at all. It was like basically all the people were like, it's going to be Springsteen or Prince. No one saw Lionel Richie coming.
And Lionel Richie, I mean, I don't want to slag on Lionel Richie because he's pretty great.
Oh my gosh. We saw him last summer at the State Fair. He was a blast. Oh. And I saw him out at the...
Mystic.
And that was a blast. And Julie spent the whole evening inside talking.
Well, I want to say, but you're forgetting the best time is when we sat with him in the booth at the Polo Lounge for about 2 hours.
At the Beverly.
And you're sure it was him?
No, we know it was him.
We know it was him. Checking. Thank you for that's always something. It wasn't Donna Mills.
Yeah. I know. But was that also, wasn't there a point where, what's the guy from... was it the guy from The Matrix, tall actor that you...
Keanu?
No, the African-American guy that played Morpheus. Wasn't it? Didn't you not recognize him, or he walked in and...
Oh, at the French place, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes,
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, and you called him something else.
I thought he was somebody else and everything else.
If looks could kill.
I know, but I stood my ground. I had my beautiful dress on.
Well, that I'm sure made him feel. If you could have seen his face, Tanya knew him. It was mortifying.
It was hysterical.
That was a hide underneath.
Yeah,
everything.
I just looked at everybody.
Hit the deck.
That went well.
You gotta aim. You gotta.
I'm so glad I didn't tell him. I thought he was Link from Mod Squad.
But that's what was going on in your head, right?
Yes.
You're like, hey, it's Link from Mod Squad.
Right.
It was so bad.
Right. And I'm just like, oh dear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More Grammy snubs. Mm-hmm. This group never won a Grammy, not for the albums A Night at the Opera, A Day at the Races, or
Queen.
The Flash. Hey, Queen.
I did know that was Queen, but I'm my synapses are slow right now.
Are they?
Okay, I think I got one more here. Another Grammy snub. You know, I went down the list. There are a ton of like artists that are in like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have zero Grammys, like the Beach Boys.
They never got a Grammy?
The Who.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses.
Because one day we're going to find out the real story behind the Grammy and just exactly what has been going on all these years.
All right. So here's our final one. This woman has never won a Grammy. Not for her songs Love Hangover, Missing
Barbara Streisand.
No, Missing You. Do You Know Where You're Going To? I'm Coming Out.
Diana Ross.
There you go.
Diana Ross.
Not even for anything with Supremes. Diana Ross. So there
he's
you go.
Never Julia won a Grammy.
No.
All right. It was 2-6.
I mean, technically, if you look, some of these people have won Lifetime Achievement Award Grammys and stuff. But yeah, never like best song, best, you know.
I'm coming.
That's why they got rid of the people last year when there was all that talk with that lady and the thing with that Neo guy the year before. They are trying to keep all eyeballs off the Grammys because they got some maybe things that they don't want the public to know about exactly what goes on with the Grammys.
Well, the thing that's so weird with The Weeknd, you know, a lot of these snubs I just brought up, you know, they got nominated, but they didn't win. Like,
right.
For him to get zero noms, is that just seems like something's up.
I'll tell you what that something is. It's called the Super Bowl. He chose the Super Bowl, and the Grammys was like, no, we're not going to have you performing at the Grammys, and then at the Super Bowl, we need all eyes on the Super Bowl to get ad revenue.
Right. Because if you're up for best song, you get a slot or no?
I mean, well, it kind of sounds like the big key ones, the big key noms get a slot to perform.
Yes. They were worried he would choose to perform at both, and then they would have a case of deja vu with back-to-back weekend performances, and negotiations got messy, and someone on the Grammy side of things decided to get petty come nomination time, and
it just seems silly.
He's mad. He's mad. And he called them out on Twitter and Instagram and accusing them of fraud. Where have we heard this before? Well, we've heard it before. And
where have we heard it before? So, you know where we heard it before.
Yeah. Sources are just saying, that his decision to perform at the Super Bowl cost him Grammy nom.
Wow.
Do you get paid for being on the Grammys? Or do you get any kind of stipend to, you know, put together a band?
You know what?
I don't know that. If it is, it probably is just whatever scale is.
You used to get paid
something.
$700 to go on David Letterman.
$750
because cute little Amy, what's her last name? Sedaris used to buy new shoes and go on and say, oh, look what, I bought me these new shoes. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what would be fun to watch? If people want to just go crazy and watch something silly and old, Friends with Candy.
Strangers with Candy. Stephen Colbert was on that, too.
Do you know how funny that show was?
It is super funny. I don't know that it's streaming anywhere. Maybe Comedy Central, but I'll double check.
He's the 40-year-old who goes back to high school. That is a funny show.
It is funny.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, it's time for the Dirt Alert.
Yes, it
is. And to give away some money
in about
5 minutes. Here we go.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly.
Hey, Julia.
Hey,
Lori.
Hey, it's for horses.
Sure is. It's very fibrous. Hey, this Dirt Alert's going to start with a little casting news concerning Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Who is replacing Johnny Depp in that movie? Well, it's actor Mads Mikkelsen. Yeah. So according to Entertainment Weekly, they confirmed that Mads Mikkelsen, even though it was just a rumor that he was replacing Johnny Depp, no, that's actually going to be the case.
You know what? I would not be surprised if Warner Brothers had a well-orchestrated plan to drop him, let him write the letter, had the deal already done with Mads. All of this was done ahead of time in case he lost.
Oh, of course. He was totally riding the bench, Mads Mikkelsen. Now, if you don't know him, he played the title role in the TV show Hannibal that was on NBC back in the day. And he's one of those guys where if you saw his face
you'd know him. He's very handsome.
Very handsome. So the movie franchise moves on without Johnny Depp. Meanwhile, in other Johnny Depp news, we talked about this at the 4 o'clock hour, that Johnny Depp has been denied permission to appeal his UK libel case against The Sun. The judge in the case said, no, you got to pay $700,000 in legal bills to The Sun and another $145,000 in legal bills by January. So,
Johnny!
Well, speaking of money, I think we have to play something.
I hate this year.
Yes, it is time, Holly, to announce a live for free name. And I'm not just talking to Holly. I'm talking to Lee Zwart. Z-W-A-R-T. We had a couple kind of tongue-twistery names.
Yes, we did.
Lee Zwart of Arlington. I want you to call me back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. If you do, we'll give you $100 and you'll be entered to win Wednesday's grand prize, a week from today, grand prize of $10,000, Lee's Wart. 651-641-1071. Back to the Dirt Alert, Holly Roberts.
All right. Thank you, Rocco. So now, allegedly, Johnny Depp and his attorneys are going to appeal this because they have until December 7th. That's the first deadline to pay the legal bills for the son to take this case directly to the Court of Appeals in hoping of overturning this judgment about paying the son's legal fees. I know it never ends. Bless.
Just like Warner Brothers has a plan in case anything goes sideways against Amber Heard in this next upcoming trial in Washington, D.C. for Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't want it to happen. I'm so
yeah,
done.
I know it.
Yeah, you know, if they don't settle the case concerning the Washington Post, it will be a very baffling why. Yeah. Why did you not settle? Look at the mess that happened. The Talenti in the crotch photos that we saw of Johnny Depp.
Right.
Among other things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as of right now, Warner Brothers is sticking with Amber Heard, but guaranteed they have 2 to 3 actors who are ready to take Amber Heard's role in a big superhero franchise. Mm-hmm. We did also talk about this in a Dirt Alert, but Jennifer Lopez is naked on her Instagram.
Okay, let's just
talk
about
it. 2 days in a row.
Okay, so
that blowback from the how's everybody's Thanksgiving from the private jet must really not be going well. We have our winner.
Oh,
we have Lee on the phone.
Yay. Here's Lee right here. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
We've got a guy. Lee is a guy.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right. So happy about this.
Oh, good. Okay, so Lee, we got to ask you, you know, you're going to be, you just won $100, but you're going to be entered into the pot to win $10,000. It is $10,000. What are you going to do if you win?
Oh, I've got a bathroom that needs remodeling, and I want electricity back out to my garage so I can park in my garage without having to get out to open up the garage door every time.
I love that. I love that.
That is something. That's something that you just shouldn't take for granted. You having a garage door opener is a good thing. So good job, Lee.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Oh well, thanks for listening, Lee, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love all of you guys at my talk.
Oh,
thank you.
Hang on the line, Lee. I'll get your info and back to the Dirt Alert.
All right.
Exciting.
So why is J-Lo? She got naked yesterday because of the blowback from the private jet. Now she's naked again today. Tell us why.
All right. So yesterday we just got a little sneak peek of the nudity, but now we're getting the full side buff profile of Jennifer Lopez. So she has a single. It's called In the Morning. It drops on Friday. And, you know, she's not looking ugly without her clothes on. But yes, the whole debacle about A-Rod. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Let them fly commercial is the new let them eat cake. So there she is. I don't know really much about the song. You know, I like Jennifer Lopez.
In the Morning.
Yeah, well, that's it. But as far as what it sounds like, no idea.
I feel like, you know, looking at the picture, Lori said it's Lisa Rinna, Desperate Housewives-ish.
Kind of it
and
is.
And I just don't understand. I mean, she's beautiful and everything. And
why?
I don't know if it's jealousy or just why.
Well, I feel like both Jennifer Lopez and Lisa Rinna occupy the space in popular culture where they're women who have age-defying sexy bodies.
Yeah.
And so part of their celebrity is rooted in showing that off.
Right. And she's got J-Lo Beauty, which is going to be launching in the new year. She's got the song. Her tagline for her beauty project is Beauty Has No Expiration Date, which is a good one.
Go nude or at least a side nude.
Well, I'm just saying she's got a lot to sell and she's been behind.
Oh, just in the world of makeup, like everybody has a makeup line and Jennifer Lopez has yet to do it. Yeah, she only really dabbled in perfume back in the day, right?
No, and she had her glow line at Herberger's, Lori. She had belts, she had hats, socks.
But I'm talking about makeup.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like she seems late to the makeup party.
All right.
Yeah. So there's Jennifer Lopez being aspirational.
Yeah, I'll say. I see what you did there, Holly.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Matthew McConaughey is talking about about his beauty regime.
He's still doing interviews for Green Lights, which is like number two on the New York Times bestseller.
I love that book.
But he's still doing interviews this week.
Yeah, so this is a new interview with Empire Magazine. And he said that he is an extremely talented fingernail clipper.
Okay, wow. Now we're getting desperate.
At least someone should be.
So, this is Matthew McConaughey's fingernail clipping regime. He says, I get a headlamp on, glasses. I sit down with a cocktail and have a nice 45-minute session. He said, it's very relaxing to me for some reason.
I wish he had not painted that photo in my mind.
I don't want to know that right now. I'm going to really be
and
honest.
And the headlamp thing
that
really
is not in his book. This is not in the book. This is
off course.
He is going off brand
off
right
script.
Now.
I don't like this visual right now at all. In fact, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen Casey clip his toenails or anything like
you
that.
Haven't?
I don't think so.
You haven't?
You haven't heard it from the bathroom?
Yeah,
we haven't been, he's not, I have not had to do, you know, see that. And I'm glad. Because I like
that's so feet. Unusual.
I know
not to have seen that. Mm-hmm. Oh wow! All right.
Keep the mystery alive.
Yeah, that's right, Julia. We've got three floors and four bathrooms. So,
bragger,
plenty of places to branch out.
Lori's gonna send out a nude photo after bragging. Oh. It's gonna hit our Insta tonight.
Oh my gosh! And finally, just want to wrap up this dirt alert. You know the little owl that was found in the Rockefeller Center
the little
Christmas
sawwet
tree.
Owl.
Yes, it has been released back into the wild by the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center in upstate New York.
Oh,
that little baby owl stole our heart.
It did.
You know, so little.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks, Holly. Thank you.
And then there was a scandal.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
You know what is a real scandal that gets brought up in books and TV series and movies endlessly, 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 and that is anything Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, the most famous of all of his wives, is the most recognized as his wife, even though his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, if people really know their historical romance fiction and stuff, they know that that was Henry's first wife. And if you think about it, like Rain, which was on the CW, which is about the young Mary Queen of Scots, has exploded since it got over on to Netflix. People have discovered the Tudors, the Spanish princess is back on Stars for season two. Who makes their appearance? Anne Boleyn. I mean, she's just...
The Other Boleyn Girl was one of the best-selling books ever by Philippa Gregory.
Gregory.
That launched her career.
Totally. And we loved that book. Oh, we couldn't get enough because Anne Boleyn, her sister, was a mistress of Henry
the Eighth,
as well as possibly her mother. And so there's this new TV documentary that aired in the UK. I believe it is airing this weekend. And this Tudor historian examined Anne Boleyn's trial papers and the warrant books, which is where... if a king was ordering the arrest, you know, these warrant books at the National Archives dating back to the 16th century. And she says this is the most exciting find in recent years as it relates to Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. Because, first of all, I'll just remind people that Anne Boleyn became the first queen of England to be executed after being found guilty of adultery, incest, and high treason. And she was Henry's mistress while he was married to Catherine of Aragon.
Right.
And he, of course, remember, he left the Church of England.
He
got excommunicated. He had to start this whole...
other church.
Church, in order to be able to
say
that
he's the king.
That he could get a divorce from Catherine of Aragon.
You're right, Lori.
They'd been married 20 years, but she could never give him a son.
That's right.
Which was his fault, but they didn't know that back then.
He had syphilis.
Oh, remember? He had everything. Yeah. I mean, that guy, apparently it was very, you could do whatever you wanted when yes. you were the king back then. So anyway, so he, you know, he leaves, he gets everything he wants, he thinks, by marrying his mistress, Anne Boleyn, who, as we know, if you watch The Tudors or you've read any of these books, one of the things that makes Anne Boleyn an interesting character is because she was a woman way ahead of her time and was not prepared to accept that women were second-class citizens and weaker than men. She was feisty, outspoken, and an intellectual powerhouse. And King Henry was besotted with that when she was the mistress.
Of course, but when I was just going to say what he fell in love with her about was
when
this.
They wed. Yes. When they wed, he didn't want Rocco, the nagging wife, to cry to him about why are you sleeping with my maid, my fetching new maid, right. Jane Seymour.
Right.
And people were suspicious of her. It was hard for her to find friends in Henry's circle and even in her ladies because they, women were not that forthright. It was quite shocking mm-hmm. that she was so, and they despised her because they felt that she was the concubine who usurped his first wife, the very beloved Catherine of Aragon. And when Anne miscarried the male
yes,
heir
remember that. Oh,
that Henry dear. Was desperate for,
yep.
basically what she, this historian discovered is, because it's always kind of been, oh, she was, Henry was right to maybe do that. She was this terrible woman having all these affairs. No, she just didn't close her eyes to him. And as soon as that boy, she didn't have that baby, he was like, that is it. We're going to come up. And basically she was accused of having 5 affairs, including her brother, if you remember that from the Tudors.
I totally remember.
And all false. And he just wanted to get rid of her because now she was a nagging wife who couldn't produce a son.
Yep.
And at the time, the penalty for treason in England was either being burned at the stake or being hung, drawn, and quartered. Those were the 2 ways.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay, so Henry is moved by pity, the documents reveal, and he says he doesn't want Anne to burn by fire because he knows he's made all this up.
Yeah.
And so he said, Anne, I'm going to do you a favor. And he sent for an executioner from France because they had swords and not axes.
Didn't she go to the guillotine?
The guillotine is French.
Oh, you're right.
This is in England. All right. Oh. So he gets the executioner, and she is executed 17 days after her arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you've watched any of the movie, and the chief curator for historic royal palaces said Henry VIII has really been let off the hook for Anne's demise. She was convicted of the scandal of the
Let's
century.
Go back and prosecute.
And Henry was paraded as the wrong man, but anyway, so he felt that he did her a big, huge favor by getting the swordsman from France to come and do it. He was
so
very cold
quick
and clinical.
And
yeah. Okay. And the constable of the Tower of London was to, you know, say you could cut off her head, and he ordered the executioner to have a new set of clothes, and they forgot to close. They didn't close the gates to the tower, and like 1,000 people saw her killing, and he had promised her that she would not be humiliated that way.
Right, right, right. Oh, dear.
And anyway, and then, you know, the day after he chopped off her head, he marries his mistress, Anne's maid, Jane Seymour, who was also her first cousin, and she became the third wife. So anyway, she...
We're still talking about him 500 years later.
Can you believe
it? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, everyone always talks about how obsessed Henry was with Anne. Like it was a big love story that he set aside everything, you know, overturning establishment and religion. But the warning signs were there for her if she saw what he did to Catherine of Aragon.
Sure. Right.
And there but really wasn't going to be a good outcome for her.
Different.
That's right.
I'm going to be different. I'm going to change them.
Yeah. So even she still has a massive fan base, and you know there's still historical fiction, and now she showed up on The Spanish Princess, which I'm dying to watch on Stars, but I don't have Stars.
So The Spanish Princess is the new one.
The second season of Philippa Gregory's book. Yeah.
Gosh.
I know it. Stars has kind of done a good job with the, you know, Outlander and kind of that historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just they were all excited. They can't get enough of this across the pond. They were very excited about this documentary on Channel 5.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
I just had to go easy, even though it probably, you know, since it's such old beheading news, is it really shocking?
Yeah, it's 1536.
Yeah, 1536.
Yeah, so those books are years. So good. Remember the other Berlin Girl? That changed
that kind of
fiction. It launched all that stuff again.
It really did.
That was something.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good one, honey.
And Philippa Gregory was in studio on a book tour. This
she
would
was.
Be like a dozen years ago. And something happened that day.
The White
day.
Princess, I feel like that was that. No, I don't. Did we have some breaking news with her, too?
Maybe not. No, I thought that there was, but maybe not. I think we were breaking.
Because we were so excited to meet her.
Yeah, because we'd been such big fans.
Such big fans. Yeah. Wow. All right.
All right, so there you go. That is it for Vintage Scandal. We come back. We get a couple more headlines for you. Rocco, what did we learn this week? Did we learn anything in this short week?
Well, yeah, it's a shorter list because we had a short week. I think we learned yesterday that going down to Cleveland is a euphemism.
Yeah.
You might want to learn. we learned that tiramisu is an aphrodisiac, a very sexy dessert. And it's better than chocolate cake because Lori tried it and she said she needed less sticky, more licky.
Yes, she did.
That's something. Mm-hmm. I actually have a clip of something we learned yesterday. This
really?
Is about why you should have short apologies. This is Lori from yesterday.
Seven paragraphs?
Yeah.
That's too much.
It is.
You're going to get in trouble with a seven-paragraph apology. You're going to talk yourself into circles and then bend over and end up kissing your own butt.
Oh, Lori, there you go.
Okay, so that's that. Keep your apologies short.
You can live by those words.
You don't want to bend over and kiss your own butt, for God's sakes.
And then two more from today. We learned that turkeys have face boners.
No, that's right.
And that a common swinger password is Caligula.
I gotta admit, I think that's one of my favorite ones. And then we also learned about Ricky.com.
Oh, that's right. The Christmas cracker.
The cracker surprises.
That's right. Very nothing more over $50.
No, I know. And then do you guys remember, does anyone remember Baby? His last name
Houseman
from Dirty Dancing. Yeah. You remembered it, mm-hmm. Lori. And let's see. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it was a short week. So
I don't know if we heard this, if this was our show or I've heard it on Weekly Dish about their best turkey advice was tying the legs together will keep the inside moist, which just is like, there's jokes there.
There's
gotta
somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, you referred to what wild turkey sex as turkey dominatrix.
Yeah, that's right. Because they stand on the head, basically, and somehow the oracle of love comes out of the giblet and somehow there's sexing going on the top of the head. I can't figure it out.
I and Google turkey sex.
You'll see what I mean.
You will see what she
means. It's like nothing else. The bonobos can move over those horny little self-pleasuring
the
members.
Oracle of love comes out the giblet. That's your state fair t-shirt next year.
Okay. Honest to be...
It's called the Chihuahua or something, but I'm going to call it the Oracle of Love since it's so, I mean, can you imagine if anybody, you know, like the turkey, why is it standing on the head?
I don't know.
Many questions.
There are so many questions. And we also learned that you had a dream of you and I going around Mall of America with Harry Styles and we're like his sexy aunties.
Yeah. And he was...
Besides,
so he wanted to do an Insta story where we were going to wash the dogs. He was absolutely enchanted as we, and then, you know, look at, he gets nominated for a Grammy.
Yes, he did.
For Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon
Sugar.
But only
one.
Huh?
He only got like one.
I know. I know.
Okay, the other thing we learned, that Lori was so good at cooking with her wok, she got divorced and left it with the ex.
Yeah, well, she was too good at it.
She was
too much good. Demand for her Japanese cooking.
She was too good.
It's very exhausting to make gyoza.
Oh, God, Lori. And that you can buy gingered.
Minced ginger, fresh ginger. I've always been afraid of ginger. And I saw some people emailed that they too had the fear of the hard ginger root.
So we've saved people. And where can you watch Strangers with Candy?
Oh, I did look it up. Did you?
Yeah, you tell everyone.
It's on CBS, you know, All Access, uh-huh. and on Comedy Central. At least that's the my source.
Oh, so it's a Viacom thing.
Same
okay.
with you.
And
Julie?
Pluto TV, yeah. if you have that
oh,
app.
Oh, really?
For free.
You know,
I like,
have you dealt with Pluto
no.
at all? It is super fun. It looks like, it's like on my Roku. It's a channel on my Roku.
Right.
And it looks like regular TV. You can also get it on your phone. And it looks like you're flipping through the TV with the guide and everything. But you can watch, you know, like there's a Love Boat channel and a One Day at a Time channel and a Happy Days channel. Oh. Of course, you can tell I'm looking, watching 70s TV.
Right.
Is there Sonny and Cher or Carol Burnett?
There's Carol Burnett.
Is there Jenny Carol Carson. Burnett?
But then there's, you know, there's... like news channels for people that are, you know, that don't want to watch 70s TV. I don't know what
yeah.
your problem is.
Right.
But then I learned yet this week that not only can you just kind of stream and see what comes up, but you can also watch on demand. So I watched like a Too Close for Comfort episode that I had always heard about last night. And yeah, Pluto. Check it out. That's my weekend pick.
Okay.
Pluto TV.
And that was brought to you by AARP.
Yes,
Minnesota, there
you
go.
We'll be here Friday for that. So,
you know, mm-hmm. I want to remind people, we talked about this earlier. Our artistic director from Project Down and Dirty, Peter Rothstein.
Yeah.
All Is Calm was created, you know, the Theater Latida filmed a version of All Is Calm.
I love that you called it that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I were there. You might see the back of my head.
I think
oh,
we're
were
going
you there
to.
For the filming of that?
Yeah, it's going to be on PBS, what, the 27th?
It is. So I just wanted to remind people about that. And it is supposed to be phenom.
Yeah, it looks like it'll
it's
be
8
on
o'clock.
TV this 27th at 8, but it won't stream until December 15th.
Right, but if you wanted to set your DVR and needed some appointments.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it so good? Rocco the Show.
Yeah.
I really want to see that.
Casey watched that, I think it's, I don't know if it's World War One or Two, the animated, The Liberators, for people who like really like watching, you know, war stuff or their like their history.
It was
on Netflix. Neil Justin told us about it.
Yeah,
I knew
did.
You and I wouldn't watch it.
Yes.
Because it was animated and then war, but he said it was really kind of a good show.
Right.
If you like your history and stuff like that.
Right.
What is it called? The Liberators?
Yeah.
And it's animated. Huh?
And it's animated, but kind of, I don't know, not in a like a cute animated way.
I have sad news for people who are excited to watch the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's not their name, are they? They're the Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers. Yeah, tomorrow night, right?
That game was canceled. The Gopher game was canceled against Wisconsin because of COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of, so...
They moved the Pittsburgh game to Sunday as far as I know.
Oh, they did?
But
okay.
At least
so
last time I looked.
Okay. Because, you know, football, Thanksgiving, Turkey Day. So,
yeah.
So those things.
Is there football, NFL football tomorrow?
So there still should be a
still
little bit
of
that.
Dallas,
still the
yeah.
Dallas,
Detroit
and Washington
Lions.
And Detroit Lions. And I don't remember who they're playing.
I always.
Houston at Detroit at 11:30 and the Washington football team at Dallas at 3:30.
That's the only time I can honestly say that I enjoy a good football nap is on Thanksgiving.
Well, because
yeah,
you're
a good
full
one.
Of the food.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be my first Thanksgiving. I'm not going to have a turkey. Have any turkey.
You can have mine.
Well, Lori, it's funny. I did have a Thanksgiving years and years ago when we forgot to thaw the turkey.
Yeah. That's and, a first time lesson you'll never make. I mean, you'll never make that mistake again.
No. No.
Yeah.
But, gosh, this is going to be this something, people. It's something right here in River City. We discovered a new song. Lori, tell everyone the new song we discovered. It's called Colors.
I didn't. Oh.
Yeah, by
Black Pumas. That was nominated for like Song of the Year and Record of the Year.
Right.
And I'm like, how have I not heard of this song? It's so good.
It really is.
Yeah, I had a buddy that was into them. They played like the Turf Club last year.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, this
People
is. A,
say,
let's
love
listen
them.
To this.
this the right song?
I think so. And normally this would have been the night, you know, Ike Riley and the Assassination would be playing at First Avenue. This is such a big, big night out.
And we got about 20 seconds to run out of here. So.
This is good. Black Pumas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to download this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that retro, you know, they sound old, but it's new.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, we're pretty much out of time.
All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Job done. Off you go.